talks about a new song. So obviously, if there's a new song, there must be an old song, mustn't there? So I want to look at the new song, and I want to look at the old song. So let's read this together now. Here we are. And I've tried to highlight the things that I want to emphasize to you. So sing to the Lord a new song. A new song. Because there was an old song. So this is a new song. For he has done marvelous. Now I looked up this word marvelous in the Hebrew language yesterday. And it's a wonderful word. It means things that have not been done before. It means things that are amazing. Things that are really miraculous. Things that when they happen, they just want you to stand up and to sing with joy that these things have happened. So sing to the Lord a new song, because he's done something new, something marvelous, something incredible, marvelous things. God's right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation. So the wonderful new thing that God has done, he's come in to our situation in this world. God has stepped in to time and done something for people who are in trouble. So he's come into a difficult situation to deliver them from that situation. That's the new thing. Something that had been going on for years that they couldn't deal with, but God steps in to this world and delivers them. That's a marvelous thing when God steps in to a situation that no one else can deal with. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nation. He has remembered his love. I've underlined it. And his faithfulness. These are two words which are very important in the Hebrew language, because they are technical words, and they're words that really speak about covenant. When God makes a covenant with somebody, he uses these two things. Love is in this Hebrew word, love and faithfulness. And the covenant, the promise, the covenant of God is underpinned by these two words, love and faithfulness. So he has remembered his love and faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. So what is the new song? It's the song of salvation. It's the song of redemption. It's the song of people who have experienced the eternal Almighty God stepping in to a situation that they couldn't deal with and delivering them from it. That is the new song. A real experience of God. Not a theoretical experience, but a real practical experience of God that leads to salvation and redemption. So let's look at the next slide. This is the old song. Doesn't call it the old song, but it's old because it's been sung since time began. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. This is a song for all the earth to sing. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. The next one. Let the sea, so it's the earth that sings this song, let the sea resound. And everything in it, that's all the fish and all the life that's in the sea, let them praise the Lord. The world and all who live in it, whether they're Christians or not, wherever they are, everybody can sing this song. The rivers, let them clap their hands. The mountains, let them sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. So we've got two songs. We've got the new song of personal experience of the salvation of God. We've got the old ancient song that has been sung since the world was created, that can be sung by everything in it, by the earth, by the sea, by the mountains, by the fish, by the animals, by the birds, by the angels. Everything that's been created can sing this song. And it's the song of praising God for their existence, for their creation. So it's the song of redemption and it's the song of creation. Now it's spread throughout the Bible. And the place where it's very clear is in Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. Let's just look at that. So I've picked out one verse. I'd like to have read the whole of chapter 4, but I didn't have the time. So here the angels and all creation and every living being is singing together. What are they singing about? Worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. That's the old song. The thanking God for creation. Do you ever look at creation and how wonderful it is, and just thank God that I'm here? Do you thank God that he created you, that I'm alive? Sometimes it's a burden, isn't it? But I'm glad that I'm alive. And in chapter 5, again, I've abbreviated it. And they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain. He stepped into time, into the problem, and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. The old song, creation. What is the new song? Redemption. Covenant. We're in a covenant relation of God that depends, it's underpinned by his love and his faithfulness that was revealed when God stepped out of time. The God who created the heavens and came down to this world and went into the very dung pit. Imagine God in a dung heap. What's he looking for? Why is God in the dung heap? Psalm 113. He's looking for the one that has been cast out, the one that is trampled upon, that he might lift them out and wash them and clean them and clothe them and redeem them and put a crown upon their heads. That's the song of salvation. When God does that, you have something to sing about. So I have two songs to sing. The song that I'm alive, I was created. And anybody can sing that. Even if they're not a Christian, they can look at the sky. And people do, don't they? They're amazed at creation. But the song of redemption, that's just for a few people. Those who experience personally the salvation of our God. Rich and I were given a DVD, and we watched it out there in Zambia, and it was called Educating Rita. Anybody heard of that film, Educating Rita? And it struck a chord with me, because it was, just let's look at the next picture. This is what I put it on Google. This is what I came up with. I don't know how accurate it is, but this is where Rita was brought up. This is where she lived. She married a man whose total desire was to have children. He wanted just an ordinary life. He loved going to the pub. And so every weekend they went to the pub, Rita and her husband and her mother and her father and her brothers and sisters and relations. And there's one scene, they're all in the pub, and there's this long seat at the, against the wall with the tables in front, and they're all holding tankards of beer, and they're all singing a song, and they look so joyful, all singing this song together. And suddenly Rita's mother looks across to Rita and says, you know, Rita, there must be a better song to sing than this. There must be a better song to sing than this. And I remember as a child, I spent so much of my childhood in pubs. I was sneaked in by my father. He was a publican, by the way. Pubs, work in men's clubs. So I spent such a long time. I learned all these songs. I sang all these songs. I enjoyed singing them. But there came a day when I found a new song. And today I have a new song to sing. And it's the song of knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord. Rita just longed to get out of this situation. Look at the gasometer. Do you remember those gas? I think down here in Twinning you never saw anything like that, did you? But I, where we lived, we had them. And streets like that, all my relations lived in streets like that. We didn't have electric lights, we had gas lights. And often you'd want to light at night, and the mantle had gone. You have to go down to the corner shop to find a mantle. And but Rita lived like this, and she longed to get out of it. She longed to escape. She wanted to know some of the arts, and she started going to university, and it caused the breakup of their marriage. But her husband just was not sympathetic with this. She longed to be free, to see a better world. There must be a better song to sing than this. Well, thank God, I found it. I've got two songs to sing now. Just look at this. This is why I wanted to, the next one, next slide. This is why I wanted to put the, thank you for your picture. This is 58 years ago. And I stood here. I'm in Zimbabwe. It was then Rhodesia. Standing in Rhodesia. I was 27 years of age. And I saw this for the first time. And I lived in a street very similar to what Rita lived in. And I lived in a public house. And down the street there was a gasometer down there. And I longed to be free from that. But the Lord did free me from it. But I came out here as a Christian, and I stood there and I looked at this. I was very nervous about being a missionary. I'd never been to Africa. I didn't know anything about Africa. I didn't really know where I was going. But I knew that God had called me to go there. I wanted to go and share the gospel with the people out there. And so I went out very nervous. What's it going to be like? Will I ever learn the language? What are these people like? What's the culture like? And I stood here and I looked down there. And when I saw it, I thought, if that's the God that I worship, there's nothing too hard for him. And God gave me a promise there. I will teach you this language and I will teach you these people and I will make you fruitful in this land that you have come to. Next slide. Stood in Zimbabwe there, Rhodesia. Look at that lovely. And I thought, well, there's the promise. God's made the promise. Now he's given me a sign of the promise. The rainbow. This is creation, you see. The angels in heaven look at this. And they sing when they see creation. And there are thousands of people of every nation, tribe and tongue who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And they can sing this song of creation. Who can see this sort of thing and not be moved by it? And when you look at the stars in the sky, who can't be moved by this sort of thing? We have two songs to sing. The song of creation. Are you glad you're alive? Are you glad God made you? Do you know why God made you? Next one. Do you recognize that young man? He's a very famous young man. That's me. 58 years ago. I'm still the same inside, still got the same dreams. But I stood there and what a God. What a wonderful God. Next slide. And when David Livingstone, when he saw these Victoria Falls, he named them. This is what he said. Scenes so lovely must have been gazed upon by angels in their flight. And that's true. The angels must have looked down on Victoria Falls. And in fact, it tells us in the book of Job that when God created the universe, all the sons of God, the angels, they sang together for joy. What a time it was when God created everything. There was a party and a joyful singing in heaven. Yes, angels can sing this old song of creation and worship God, but there's something that angels cannot do. They cannot praise God with this new song. They cannot sing the new song, because the new song is a song of redemption. We have been saved. We have been redeemed. God has stepped into the world, into our situation, and lifted us out of the dung heap. He has crowned us with a crown and put a new robe upon us and made us his children. What a wonderful song, thing, the song of salvation. You know, sometimes things get so bad in the world, you need something new. You need God to step into the situation. Things sometimes get so bad, it's best to sweep them away and start again with something new. One day there was a knock on my office out there in Nyangombe, where we lived in Zambia. And it was a young teenage boy. So he came into my office and I said, "What can I go do for you?" And he said, he put his watch on the desk and said, "I want you to repair my watch." Now, a watch was very special, very, very precious. Very few people have watches. And he said, "It's broken, it won't work. Will you repair it for me?" I said, "I'm very sorry, but I don't know anything about watches." He said, "You've put in this hydroelectric, you've put in this, there's nothing you can't do." I said, "Well, there are a few things I can't do, and watches is one of them." He says, "No, I want you to repair my watch." I said, "Well, I'll have a go." So I got my little box of miniature tools out, and I levered off the back, which was quite difficult. Then I looked inside and I put in some spirit and shook it around. And he stood there watching me, and that didn't work. So then I got my little screw and I thought, I'll just take this screw out and have a look and see if I can see under. So I took this screw out. Then I took another screw out. And there was one screw here, and I thought, that looks very important. So I took this out very carefully. When I took it out, suddenly, push! And everything inside shut out. All the springs and all the levers and all the wheels and everything. And there it was. What a mess on my desk. And I looked at him, and his mouth was wide open. And do you know what I did? I got my waste paper basket, and I swept it into the rubbish bin. And I bought him a new watch. Sometimes it's better to get rid of the old and just start something new. There's a verse in the Bible said, if any person is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. Everything has become new. Oh, I remember in that public house, Queen's Arms Hotel in Bradford, when I became a Christian shortly after that my life was totally and absolutely transformed. What a wonderful thing. I was teaching in the secondary school in Winnilunga just for a short time. I taught scripture, but I also taught science, and I enjoyed it. But I was taught teaching the top grade before they go off to university. I forgot what the form was now. But in that class was a boy called Watson Chilapu. He was a nightmare. He was proud. He didn't like white people, which was unusual in those days. And he swore, he cursed, he was a drunkard, he was always fighting. And I spoke to him, I pleaded with him, gave the gospel to him. He was not interested. He did not want it. I don't want any of that. And in the holidays, he went off to Congo, which we were right on the borders of Congo. Went to his relation in the Congo, where they brewed African gin. And he spent several days just doing nothing but drink African gin. And then one day he got very sick. And he got malaria. And it became cerebral malaria. And he became unconscious. And there was no medical help there. There were a few nurses around, but it was Nobody thought he would live. It seemed that he would die. But I spoke to him afterwards, and he told me that whilst he was unconscious, he saw Jesus Christ. And he heard Christ speaking to him. And all the words that I had told him about the gospel all came flooding back to him. And right there, in his unconscious state, he repented of his sin. Now, I don't know what particular stage it happened, whether he was unconscious or whether he'd just come round, but he put his faith in Jesus Christ. Hardly alive. And he was several months getting better, and he came back to Zambia, and he came into the... And I did not recognize him. I didn't know him. He was totally and absolutely transformed. Never swore again. Never cursed again. He became my best friend. We worked together. And since then, he has been the leader of hundreds of thousands of churches in Zambia, in Congo, and in Angola. What changed him? A miracle. The Lord Jesus Christ stepped into his life. And for the last, how long would that have been? For the last 50 years, he's been singing a new song. The song of redemption. Transformed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Was there anything else I've forgotten? I think that's the end, isn't it? Oh, no, here we are. So we have two songs to sing. You have two songs to sing. Open your eyes and see the wonderful creation in which we live. Let's praise God for the wonderful things that he has done for us. But secondly, I have a new song, the song of redemption. Where are you in all this? Let's be a singing people. Let's be a praising people. What a wonderful God we have. He has given us a new song. The Lord be praised. Amen.